What could have been done differently in this instance? First of all, the game that the kids were playing was definitely inappropriate because those types of game where you're hitting, physically hitting someone can escalate. You can hit someone by error in the wrong place, and then it's a little bit more forceful than usual, or it cause a sharp pain of some type, and then the person might just react in a violent way. In this case, again, it escalated into altercation. So again, this is one of the reasons why supervising children or supervision in the school setting is critical, because again, just these horsing around games and these different things where they're unsupervised can escalate into something much more, which in this case, it ended up with a student being transported for a concussion to a hospital. Also, another thing I would identify with this, what could have been done differently besides supervision, also besides supervision, also looking at self-esteem issues, because the mom had mentioned about the clothing that she could afford and so forth. So again, her communicating that, it could have been something that the son was feeling, that the mother is articulating, that the targeted student seemed like the parent had more money, were probably dressing well. And the other kid didn't feel that way, felt like he had less than. So again, that could be a reason too why it seemed like there was some kind of ongoing thing there. What could they have done differently? The parent could have apologized when she heard that her son hurt another child, and then also stood by the school in what they decided as punishment. She didn't show up for the hearing. So again, did she care about what her child did, the gravity of the situation? Again, she's reinforcing the same behavior in the child because she didn't even care enough to show up for the mediation. So again, this is where I was mentioning before that it can be a challenge trying to change these children's worldview because at home they're not getting the right value system that meshes with what is being taught or expected in the school setting. So again, that could have been done differently there. What should be done next? Again, it depends on the school and the gravity. He was suspended, he was not expelled. Again, significant monitoring of his behavior, and then definitely some type of empathy training because he didn't seem to care at all. And then again, just watching how the mother's behavior, I don't think just simply giving him information will help. He has to be in some type of transformative situation that's going to help him change his mindset of and his behavior as well. And then again, based on what we discussed before, there's different things you could do. The teacher could do more supervision. The principals could survey to see if this is something more pervasive that's going on with this game thing that they're playing that could ultimately lead to some kind of fighting. Maybe supervise those areas where these kids were more frequently, as far as the parent is concerned. Again, empathy training, I would say both parent and child in this case. And as far as the student is concerned, when they are unless they're in on the field playing some type of organized sports, they should not be playing these types of game on in any area, whether it's off the school, on the school grounds, and on the playing field, wherever it is, that should be a no-no. So that should be communicated with them. There should be other outlets for them instead of that, to play basketball or something else instead of those type of hitting games. And find something constructive for them to do. Again, I don't know if it was after school or I think it was during school because they ended up in the he was transported from the school. But again, there has to be other things in place for them so that they're not doing these types of things when they're unsupervised. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I thank you for listening.